New documents revealed yesterday show that the government will have to pay for a range of additional costs to administer the controversial €100 grant to Irish Water customers. The revelation is contained in a letter from the Secretary General of the Taoiseach, Joan Burton's Department of Social Protection, who said she needed the extra resources, which includes the cost of extra staff, to oversee and manage the payment of a new grant to 1.3 million customers with Irish Water. I'll be speaking presently to Kevin Humphreys. He's the Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection. But first, I'm on the, joined on the line now by Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil spokesman on the environment, and also Paul Melia, environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. First of all, to you, Paul Melia, it seems that there's a lot more bureaucracy than maybe we realised, or is there, in the implementation of this water conservation grant?
Well, certainly this letter released under FOI to your colleagues in RT suggests that there is far more. I mean, what the letter seems to go into is the staffing issues. There's things like a processing system to be put in place so that this grant can be administered. There's then other charges as well, like postage and advertising and so on. But, I mean, none of this really was mentioned back on November the 19th when the government announced its revised water charges plan. And at that stage, it was kind of said, you might recall, this water subsidy, €100 to every household in the state, regardless of whether they're a customer of Irish Water or not, would be paid. And this replaced a couple of other incentives that the government had previously announced, which was specifically tax relief and a payment to people on long-term social welfare. So there was always going to be an administration element, I guess, to this. What I suppose is what kind of caught me a little bit by surprise is that this seems to have really raised very serious concerns. This letter was sent 5 days after the revised charges were announced. We're now towards the end of January, in the last week of January, and today the Department of Social Protection says we're still examining how this can be introduced, suggesting, you know, 2 months has gone by. And I wouldn't have thought that it would have been that difficult, given that Social Protection administer 85 million payments. Crucially as well, I mean, child benefit, obviously, is universal payment, goes to a lot of people. If you look at even the property taxes, more than 90% compliance. I would imagine that details of people who pay the property tax, you know, could be checked against whether they'd registered for water charges. And that could have been an easier way to send this payment out. And as well as that, 900,000 people have registered with Irish Water. They will have a database of its customers and those who registered to say that they're not a customer, meaning they have the information on hand as to who's entitled to this payment. So I don't understand why 2 months later they're trying to decide how they're going to administer this.
Right. As I say, I'll come to Kevin Humphreys in a couple of minutes. But first of all, Barry Cowan, I suppose there's a danger, you know, we could all start hyperventilating about this issue. I mean, it was obviously going to be the case that extra resources would be needed if you're going to have a new grant scheme implemented by Social Protection.
Yes, you would. And, you know, we would have expected that to be the case. And that's why during the passage of the legislation, I and many others in the opposition benches had raised this issue as to the costs associated with administering this. And I suppose our antenna was raised by virtue of the fact that €130 million was provided for, when the CSO figures would indicate that there may be 1.6 million houses, and that left a shortfall of €30 million. And, you know, while the government thought that they were calming political waters, in the background, as Paul said, you had the Secretary General of the Department, which is a very serious matter, raising the very fact that no proper consultation or preparation has taken place vis-a-vis the two departments with responsibility in this area, and no provision for the funding associated with it. And it's deja vu all over again. Here we are, you know, talks about the costs associated with consultancies, the figures that are required in order to implement this, the legal costs, the project team staff, the postal arrangements, the advertisement. It just goes on, and it's more teeth being extracted from this sorry debacle. And as late as yesterday, I was asking the minister during question time, you know, what exactly has been provided to Eurostat for them to make an authoritative and informed decision as to whether this whole construct and this whole model is suitable to deliver what it says on the tin. And, you know, we've had our fears and our worries from day one, and, you know, we keep being reminded of the government's total ineptitude. Now, it may well be that Kevin Humphreys can provide the information that we've been seeking for the last number of months, and that's great if he can, but we need to know what are the costs associated with it, and what exactly, you know, in terms of resources, in terms of staff, in terms of systems, you know, as I said to you,
okay, well, look,
me and you were having this conversation for the last 2 years on a monthly basis.
Well, let's bring in the Minister. Thank you very much indeed for coming on the line, Kevin Humphreys.
Good morning, Sean.
And thanks indeed for joining us. Niamh O'Donoghue, the Secretary General at your department, she wrote to Robert Watt, who is the Secretary General, her counterpart at what's called DPIRD, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and they control the allocations. And she's waving a red flag vigorously, I think it's true to say, about the inability under existing allocations of social protection to administer this scheme.
Well, waving a flag vigorously now, Sean, I think is an overstatement in many ways. Like, if you look at the Department of Social Protection, and you mentioned it in the opening of your show, we pay 85 million payments a year. This is an additional 1.3 million. Every single budget that comes up brings challenges to the Department of Social Protection. I'm sure if there was a Freedom of Information question put in about the back-to-work family dividend, you will find that we have to put additional resources into that to make
yes,
sure
but I have
the
to
additional
quote
payment.
You, I have to quote you another
now,
point.
Just let me finish, Sean, to an extent. Is the pay, what I want to reassure people today is that payment will be made in September and that the 1.3 million households will receive the water conservation grant in September as planned in the budget.
Okay, but you say 85 million payments, and that's a huge amount of payments. Obviously, a lot of them are repeat. They're there for whether it's child benefit or the pension or whatever
and
else.
Fuel allowance,
yeah.
And
so,
like,
I mean,
the
you're
list,
able
the
to handle
list
big
is
schemes.
Quite extensive, Sean.
But yeah, of course. But why then would the Department General Secretary or Secretary General need to say, given that, given the universal application of the Water Conservation Grant, that entitlement applies to a far wider client base than our existing schemes? Scheme basis. That's the key point, isn't it?
What has to be done, Sean, and this is that there will be a setup element of this, is that we have a clear database of 1.3 million. We need to make sure people know how to claim that for 100 euros and to make sure that payment arrives on time and able to be answer any queries that will come in. Now, I don't see any excessive costs in this, but we're in the process of making sure that we can make that payment in September.
Sean?
Yes, Barry Cowan.
Yeah, I think the pertinent question to ask of Kevin, and I thank him for coming on the programme.
Not at all, Barry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Seeking to clarify this issue, you know, can he tell us, so if since that letter was forwarded to the Department of Public Expenditure, if funding has been provided, if staffing has been provided, if resources have been provided, if the system has been provided, and if all of that has been provided, and you can promise to make that payment, and have it in a position whereby they can move ahead in quarter two and pay it in September, what are the costs associated with it?
Well, Barry, I've already just said very clearly that that payment will be made in September. I'm not aware, because as you would know from your party being in government, the Freedom of Information question came in, was supplied to RTE. Barry, can I finish?
Yes.
And I was only made aware of this at, I think, at about 7:30 this morning. So I've come onto the radio show immediately to talk about it with yourself to make sure people understand that the payment will be made and to reassure that. And I'm also reassuring there will be no excessive costs setting up the systems for that. Now, as far as whether the letter has been replied to at this stage from Robert, I will be checking later on in the day to see what has come back from DPIRD in relation to this.
Right, and you may be able to let us know as well before the end of the programme if you get that information.
I will indeed, John.
Also, just one other thing, Kevin. Have you any idea as to how much money Niamh O'Donoghue feels or believes that your department will need?
Well, look at that. You know, way it operates within government, we're going to negotiate with DPIRD in relation to this and make sure it's done as cost effectively as possible. But there is many changes made in every single budget, and those challenges always come to the staff. And
the short
protection.
Answer, I think,
is you don't know. Historically, the Department of Social Protection has always delivered on promises that are made in the budget. So the payment will be made in September, and whatever resources that are needed will be put in place at the most cost-effective.
Have your staff not been made aware of the costs associated with this scheme, conservation scheme as it's known, by the way, which is a license to turn on your tap for the next 4 years, seeing that meters won't be used.
Barry, that's very disingenuous. Can I just say, is the meter system within my own constituency has actually even identified 1 million litres a day of leaks?
Only the ones within a small
area, and yes. There'll be further information be given by Irish Water later in the month.
Sean, the
metering system in identifying leaks has been extremely helpful and profitable in reducing costs of for Irish Water.
Sean, here's more good money after bad since the sorry debacle commenced. And as usual, you know, not a pipe has been fixed over and above what was fixed prior to this process being put in place in the first instance.
Yeah, look, just
continually draining of public finances.
Barry, you know as well as the setting up of Irish Water is going to allow Irish Water to borrow down about $2 billion to make sure that the services are provided.
But can it? If you don't, you don't know.
Barry, under your proposal, the taxpayer would have been paying nearly €700 for this service. We're delivering a cost-effective service that will move people from boil notices, reduce leaks, and start replacing those lead pipes that have been in this country for decades, which has been an extremely poor
service.
And
you can't tell me the cost associated with delivering the conservation grant.
Well, I would say to you, Barry,
and just let him finish the point, if you wouldn't mind, Barry Callan, please.
No, Barry knows very well that, you know, these things has to be costed to make sure we get value for money, and that's what we're in the process of doing. You know, freedom of information questions came in at a particular point in the process, and like I would encourage maybe RTE to continue asking in relation to the many other changes within the budgets, because that also puts challenges to the Department of Social Protection, and we always have to respond to those on an annual basis.
Yeah, but the department put out a statement this morning, and it could have given the information that Barry Callan is asking about, but it doesn't appear to be in the statement. It's just giving the assurance, and it's welcome indeed insofar as it goes, that the department, as you say, will operate the scheme. But what it doesn't tell us, the statement this morning, is how much it's going to cost your department, how much extra you're going to need, because clearly the $130 million that Alan Kelly has in his budget is all going to be used to give the people the grant. If it's for 1.3 million people getting the grant, and there's $130 million, well, the maths suggest extra money has to be provided for the administration that Ms. O'Donoghue is talking about.
And Sean, as soon as we have that costing done, we've completed negotiations with DPAR, I will notify you myself personally those costs.
Now, just a few practical points. The application. How do people apply for this? I mean, they clearly are going to have to apply to social protection. It's not enough just to register with Irish Water, isn't that right?
Yeah, we will be seeking people to apply and tell us exact that they have registered with Irish Water. And once we know that they're registered with Irish Water, the grant will be paid in September.
How will it be paid? Will they get a cheque in the post?
That's the process that we're working in. It is much more cost effective if we do it at all possibly, is to make obviously a direct transfer into people's bank accounts is very cost effective, but we're also looking at all the other alternative mechanisms as well as using them post to make that payment, but no decision has been made exactly how that payment will be given to the customers.
Okay, but it is a separate application, but you won't get it unless you've registered, and
there's
the
a requirement
to
register
follow,
with yeah. Irish Water, Sean.
Okay,
yeah,
look,
correct.
We leave that one there for the moment. Kevin Humphreys, Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection, also Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil spokesman on the environment. Thank you. One last question to you though, Paul Melia. Isn't this the fact that you have to register a big incentive for people to add their names to the list, and I think the numbers are going up and up all the time, aren't they?
That's right. There's about 900,000 people registered at the moment, about 60%, and they're actually Irish Water customers. But I mean, if you consider Irish Water reckons it'll have between 1.3 and 1.5 million customers, as in they will take either their water from a public supplier, they'll discharge into public sewer. There's about another 400,000 people who have a private well or a septic tank. They will also qualify for this grant. So in or around, there could be about 1.7 million people who could get this if you have full compliance. The thing is, though, is that €100 for an awful lot of people, they would, I presume, take the view that it means they have to register, which means Irish Water have their details, which means that they can now be tracked in the event that they have decided not to pay. So I think a lot of people will just won't register and will kind of say, you know, to hell with €100. I'm quite happy to fall underneath Irish Water's radar and let them find me.
Okay, Paul, thank you for that. So you've had the last word. Paul Melia, Environment Editor with the Irish Independent. And just one text on 51551, a slightly sarcastic tone to this one. The government should engage with international consultants for advice on how to administer the conservation grants. The consultants did a great job setting up Irish Water. An absolute no-brainer.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.